First up to Mishnah 5, Isha She'amre, if a woman says, Aishis Isha Yisa Grusha Ani, I was a married woman, but I'm divorced, Ne'menes, we believe her, She'apesh Asaru Apesh Shehite, because the mouth that forbade is the mouth that permitted. She could have kept quiet, she didn't have to say, I was married, but when she said, I was married, but I'm divorced, so we believe her, that she was married and she was divorced. But if there are witnesses over there that she was married, v'yomeres grushani, and then she says, I was divorced. So there's no witnesses that she's divorced, but there are witnesses that she was married. So in this case, ananemenes, we don't believe her, right? We don't believe her because of the independent witnesses. Amra nishbasi etoherani nemenes. Similar case, a similar concept. If a woman says, I was captured, I was taken captive, by non-Jewish captors, but I wasn't defiled. Nemenes, we believe her. She didn't have to admit that she was taken captive. She could have just said, she could have just kept quiet. The imyash adim shenishbeis, but if the witness is that she was captured, vehi omeres toherani, and she says, I was not violated, ainu nemenes, so we don't believe her, because it's not by her word that we found out that she was taken captive. There are now witnesses that she was taken captive. Then mishenisei spor adim, and if after she was wed, let's say she marries a kohen, after she's married, witnesses come, and they say she was captured, harezu lo tata. So the rabbis didn't make her get divorced after the fact. Unless the witnesses come and they actually witness to her having relations, because now she's forbidden to the kohen. But if they just witness to her being taken into captivity, then we don't make her get divorced from the kohen.